Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today? Hey, it was warm yesterday here in the UK, but today is a bit breezy and a lot cooler. Now, here's a news item that I've got that is a bit, well, unbelievable, but here it is. There was a great big massive building in Newport in the UK that was going to be knocked down and rebuilt. And the project was worth £19.7 million. But then there was a seagull, that's the person right here, was found nesting on top of the building. So everything had to stop. And they had to wait at least 40 days for the chicks to hatch and leave the nest. Which, believe it or not, cost the taxpayers £460,000. Because of the delay for 40 days. Now, as you know, seagulls are protected, but they're not endangered. They basically have multiplied and become a menace. Most of the seagulls are not born on cliffs, they're born on top of buildings, and they eat KFC and McDonald's. Oh yeah, and French fries. Now, I'm a wildlife guy, I think nature is great. But this isn't a bald eagle or something in a tree somewhere, is it? This is a flying rat on top of a building. They're noisy, they're aggressive, there's far too many of them, and they crap everywhere. Now the decision to hold the demolition and everything for 40 days, you know full well, has come from a Femon somewhere at some time. The councils are riddled with Femons, who are very used to, throughout history, spending somebody else's money and not their own. And some of the councils have gone bankrupt because of it. And it's because of this absolutely ridiculous waste of money. Effectively, it's £460,000 for one seagull. Or possibly three. As if they needed any more seagulls in that area. Well, that's because it's the last seagull on the planet. No, there's thousands of them all around. And of course the same thing's happening in the teaching industry and the schools, because Femons have got into that as well. And you may hear a seagull in the background here, because they're inundated where I am as well. The trouble is, Femons couldn't organise a piss-up in a brewery, generally speaking. There's no real natural predator of the seagull. The fox may steal some eggs and keep the population down a bit, but it's not enough. They've been given an unlimited food supply. They've been protected, and the only thing that can happen is they multiply. This is absolutely wokeness gone mad. Isn't it? And of course, this is one of the reasons why the UK economy is in the state it's in now. Of course, if you imagine, there's a person actually sleeping in the doorway of this building. Because they're homeless. But the building has to be knocked down. What would they do? Wait until this person moves on? No. They'd move the homeless person on. But of course, that's a human being. It's not a seagull, you know. But I'm making the council an offer. I'll do it next time for £300,000. I will relocate the nest, hatch them myself, rear them myself, all for just £300,000. So when you read the news item, you realise how ridiculous it sounds. No common sense at all. That's why you know it's wokeness. That's why you know it's been feminised. The equation is breaking down. Men make money. Femons spend it. But the money is running out, isn't it? Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.